We have been working our way through the book of Revelation, and it's been an eye-opening revelation to many of us, just what's going on in that book. I'm taking a little bit out of sequence today, but we will catch up next week because of the particular text related to Mother's Day and our gathering here today. At least I hope so. So please, I'm going to turn in your Bibles to on pages 249 to 50, Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Listen to God's word. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." He said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. It was Mother's Day several years ago. I think it was 2009 or 2010. And with the family, we were out to dinner at a local restaurant. And all of a sudden, my cell phone buzzed and went off. And I recognized the area code, so I answered it. And it was from a ranger. Now, Kathy and I have a house in the Pocono Mountains in a club community known as Lake Naomi. And there's a program that goes throughout the months when we're not in residence there, usually winter, that there are rangers who work for the community who will check out your house on the outside and go in the inside once a week. It's really, you know, to make sure that pipes don't freeze and all that. We don't drain anything. We leave the heat on because we go up there. And they have a key and they know the code to our alarm system. So it was from one of those folk. And he said, are you planning on coming up anytime soon? And we said, no, we don't have any immediate plans. And then he said, well, make sure you call us before you come up, because a bear has made under your front porch deck his home for the time being. So make sure that you call us before you come up. And okay, we made sure that we called, and the bear was gone by the next time we came up. It was one passing through. I guess they said this was one of the bears that has a huge territory and was passing through. But we have bears up there. And you normally don't have to worry about them. You know, you have to watch how you put your garbage out and stuff like that. But when we got up there, sure enough, you could see it's a deck that's just a little bit above ground level, like one step up, and the bear had pulled out some rocks and moved a big wooden step and dug under and gotten underneath there, and we saw the paw prints on the deck. And then we saw the paw prints on the front door and on the glass of it. I don't know if it's better if we would have been home or not, but I don't know what the bear was looking for, but thank goodness we weren't there. Well, as I said, you know, everything worked out okay, and Kathy's dad actually was sitting on the back deck. They owned the house before us, and they had a bird feeder. Well, you don't do that now. And it was this big metal thing, and all of a sudden he saw the metal rod bending down as a bear was coming to get that. You really don't have to worry about them all that much. You know, they don't want to mess with you. You know, you certainly don't want to mess with them. But if you see a mother bear with cubs, well, that is a whole different matter. You have to be very, very careful, because mother bears are very, very protective of their cubs. Well, in this passage in the book of Revelation, at the end of the passage, what's being celebrated here is, and we're learning that the book of Revelation is very complicated, and it's hard sometimes to get a timeline of what's happening when, but what we're getting in this section is we're getting one of those doors opening up again into heaven. And we're getting a peek at, in some ways, what's going on there now, but we're also getting a peek at the promise of what's to come. You follow me? Do you remember that word we use, the big theological word? Proleptic. It means living in the future, living in the present as though the anticipated future has already happened. Well, when we get to the end of the book of Revelation, we're going to see some of the same language and images being used there as we see here. So we're getting a little peek. By the time we get to this section, the first six seals would have been open. And it's not really good news, as we learned last week of the first four, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And so after the sixth seal is open, there's a little interlude. There's other interludes in the book of Revelation, but it's almost like a break. Now we're going to see something good. We're going to see something that's going on and that we can look forward to the promise of it going on. And as it turns out, the number seven keeps factoring in a lot of these things. What the angels sing, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, count up all those things. You'll see it's seven things that they sing. And there, in this last part of the section, there are seven things that we can hope for. That the one who sits on the throne and the Lamb, seven blessings that will be given to us, to those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, there's an image to talk about, getting a white robe by dipping it in red blood. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. Now, here's the first one related to the bear. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. Start adding up these things. You'll see that there are seven different things that are blessings. The word that's actually used in this, that he will shelter them, and by the way, that's a wonderful Old Testament image from the book of Psalms, Psalm 91, the beginning of Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, like his wings, and under his wings you will find refuge, his faithfulness. You get the idea that what's happening here is God says in the psalm and in here that he's going to shelter those who are the blessed ones from all over the world. The image, the actual image of what the word means is tent. He's going to tabernacle or tent. He's going to put his tent over all of them. It's going to bring them inside. Remember, throughout the Old Testament, God in Israel, in Jerusalem, dwelt in the Holy of Holies, which was originally a tent. And what we're seeing when we look into heaven is we're seeing the heavenly tent or the heavenly tabernacle. It's the same word that's used for what we celebrate at Christmas time, that the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. That's exactly what that word dwelt among us mean. So the imagery here is one of sheltering, literally putting, you know, wings, putting tent, putting over top of God's protective care. And what Jesus said as he went into Jerusalem, how I longed like a mother hen to be able to gather you up and to put you under, but you wouldn't. This image is a very strong image of God sheltering, of God like that mother bear protecting, so that we need not fear anything. Read Psalm 91 and the blessings that are there. He will shelter them. They will hunger no more. They will thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. These are all things that I can that moms do. They shelter us. They feed us. They make sure we're not thirsty. They make sure that the sun isn't striking us or that we're not being scorched with too much heat, sunstroke, heat stroke. Moms protect us. They shelter us. And in this image, that is exactly the image that we have of God who sits on the throne and the Lamb. And then the Lamb. This is a wonderful, wonderful image. The book of Revelation is so filled with so many images that in some ways one wouldn't put together, like the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Lamb who was slain. Well, look at this one. For the Lamb, this is verse 17, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. The Lamb as the shepherd. I thought maybe I could, you know, call the sermon The Lamb and You, E-W-E, but that probably would have been, you wouldn't have gotten it then probably either, sorry. No, but the Lamb is the one who leads us and guides us to the springs of the water of life. Well, that's what our parents do for us too. They lead us, they guide us like a shepherd guides the sheep. But lastly, the one really, the maternal image that isn't distinctly maternal, but there's nobody better at it than moms, is this last image, the seventh one. He'll shelter, that's one, hunger and thirst, sun, guide, wipe away tears. There's two more in there. I guess that you have to take each of those individual, hunger, thirst, sun, heat, and you'll get seven. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. It's a very personal image. It's in the commentaries that I read, Tom Wright, who's given me the interpretive tools to pass on what little I understand of this book to you, talks about how what a personal image it is to imagine that the God who created everything, who sits on the throne in the heavens, cares enough about each one of us that God will wipe away every tear. My mother died just over a year ago. She died at the end of April, just shy of 100. If she had made it to June 15th, she would have been 100. But we had her all those years, and she kept, God blessed us with her, and she kept her mind. So she was, coherent right up until the last kind of coma and sleep. Because she, it looked like she wasn't going to make it to 100, we had her 100th birthday party a little earlier. We had it in April. And family gathered, and it was a wonderful time. During that party, my wife reminds me that there was a point when I lay my head on my mom's shoulder, mutually comforting each other. But what I remember was another visit, or it could have been the end of that visit. Mom was in bed in the nursing home, and we were getting ready to say goodbye for the day, my sister and me, and I climbed in to bed beside her, and I put my head on her shoulder. And she put her arms around me. And we wiped each other's tears. My sister said that for a few minutes, Mom had her little boy back. Nobody does it better than moms, wiping away tears, except that someday we will stand before the throne of God and the Lamb, and we will have the promise of His protection, of His tent around us, of His wings, pinions over us. We will have the promise that we will have no more needs. We will hunger no more and thirst no more. The world will not be able to hurt us. The sun will not strike us, nor scorching heat. Rather, we'll be led to springs of the water of life, and for you and for me and for all who wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb, God, now listen. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Mother's Day.